Hey everybody, it's Arlie from Creative Hues coming at you today from the deep north of Canada, where the snow has fallen for the past 4 days and we've gotten a couple feet and it's currently starting to melt off the rooftops because the sun is getting higher in the sky and it's feeling really good. So I just spent the last 10 minutes recording a couple podcasts and for some reason my phone froze up on me. And so I lost those entire podcasts, but I'm not, it's so interesting when that happens because you realize that like maybe that was meant to happen or, you know, I don't ever think that things like that are a waste or upsetting in any way because it just gives you an opportunity to like practice and get better. So this is a new platform for me. I am generally not, a talker. I do videos. I have some Facebook Live videos, but I usually sing a song and then I tell a story after. So this Anchor platform is a really new thing for me. So it's interesting to talk and to be on the fly versus what I usually do is write. So I'm a bit of a writer as well. So I want to talk to you today about creativity and how you move through your process. At the moment right now, I'm writing an underground album that I want to record and produce myself so that I can get it out in the world to essentially fund my next project. I did a bunch of grant writing last year and I failed to get a couple grants. And by these failures, yeah, there was like moments of like upset. I failed a lot actually last year, which is interesting. I went down to Memphis to compete in a blues challenge. I didn't win. I didn't even get into the second round. And I could have beaten myself up about that. I could have beaten myself up about the grant writing process, but at the same time, like I'm now learning as I age and as I move through life, is that when some doors close, you just have to pivot and look for the open window or that other open door on the side. So that's kind of why I'm doing this side project for this album. So I have a full album of blues songs ready to go, but I would like it to be a little bit more produced. I'd like to hire a band, pay them good money to come play for this particular CD. And I was thinking about the funding or the grant that I didn't get or the grants that I didn't get. And I could have been really upset and been like, oh my God, I'm never going to do this. I don't want to apply again because I'm not the smartest tool in the shed when it comes to spelling and grammar. So you're writing these grants. I'm not a grant writer. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So, you know, I pivoted my thought process to, well, I do write songs. Why not put out an underground album to try to raise enough funds to fund my next CD, which would be essentially incredible to do. So I've been writing like a fiend. I'm getting this new album out. It's going to be recorded hopefully in the next few months. And I'm not holding it as precious to me. I'm just essentially like, it's a fast and furious process and I'm just going to get it out into the world and probably just do a digital copy of it and stick it on CD Baby or and iTunes. I may not even get physical copies done and just, you know, pump it up like that. Because what am I good at? Okay, so I may not be good at grant writing. I may not be good in a competition setting. I'm not going to waste time stopping myself from moving forward and beating myself up because I had some failures. It's just a matter of looking around at the scenery again and realizing there's other ways and other possibilities to move forward in life. So I just want to encourage you that if you're feeling like stuck or you're feeling like you can't move through or you don't have enough money to do something, there's always a way. There's always a way. Keep creating. I just want to say I love you guys and I hope you have a fantastic day today. Keep going.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.